We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
This is WGNS Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. This is WGNS Action Line.
Now your host,
Scott Walker.
Heart disease is now the number one killer for women, and that's one of the things we'll talk about. In studio with us today, we have Dr. Nishta Sareen. She's the medical director for Women's Heart Health with Ascension St. Thomas.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me. And as you mentioned, heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States, and it's six times more common, much bigger killer than breast cancer. It's a bigger killer than all cancers combined. So it's a big problem. And what's striking is that we in Tennessee are among the bottom three states when it comes to heart health in women.
So what led you to this line of work? I mean, what was your background that made you want to do this?
So my dad's a pediatrician, and I loved listening to hearts. So when I was 8 years old, I knew my heart lay in other people's hearts. So I wanted to do that healing. And my mom is a social worker. She used to do a lot of work for underserved and underrepresented populations, and always struck me. When I was doing my med school, and my residency and my fellowship, I saw how heart disease in women was just not getting the advocacy that it needs, and how they continue to be undertreated and being treated with assumptions, with medications and surgical options that have only been tested in men. And that's where we started the Women Heart Program.
Being the director of the program, you're able to kind of shape it, aren't you?
Well, it is a huge platform. And thanks to the leadership and the vision at Ascension, who provide you all the resources. And, you know, I'll take an opportunity to say that, Scott, that while we as women are trying to shape this and trying to come up with advocacy for this, we cannot accomplish that without partnership from our male colleagues. And Dr. Evelio Rodriguez, who is our CD service line director, Fahad Tahir, who is our CEO and president of the state, these are men who are pushing this mission forward. And we need everybody 100% on board to be able to shape this program and promote this program.
When you look at the problem of heart disease in Tennessee, is it growing faster than a lot of the other problems, medically speaking? Or are there other diseases and problems that do grow at a higher rate?
That's a great question. And wouldn't that be nice to know that, Scott, right? But the only way to know it is to follow it, to track it. But the sad part is, even in 2025, we do a terrible job tracking heart disease in women. What our program is doing is that not only takes care of women during pregnancy, but actually during every stage of their life. There are conditions that affect women disproportionately. For instance, chest pains and heart attacks with open arteries. These are women who would have chest pain going to the jaw, going to the arm, and they have had all the testing done, and they have been told their heart is fine. But now we learn, our European colleagues have known about it since 2017, and we have it in our guidelines since 2021, about something called microvascular dysfunction on heart attack with open arteries. It can lead to more strokes. It can lead to more heart attacks. It can lead to more deaths down the line. But it needs special technology and resources that I was mentioning about to be able to diagnose and treat these women. We have that technology at Ascension St. Thomas. We are able to diagnose them, and we are able to treat them effectively. Similarly, there's another condition called partial orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Underdiagnosed, takes 10 years on an average to diagnose these women. It takes up to 6 cardiologists to diagnose these women. 75% of these women end up in mental hospitals because nobody can ever figure out what's wrong with them. So they are told they're anxious. This is depression. They're put on medications that don't work because guess what? It's not in their brain.
So what are some of those symptoms that they're feeling? And then you couple that with 10 years of going through those symptoms. That's horrible.
It's horrible. If you listen to one of those patients, it's going to break your heart, because they typically would present in their teens and present with lightheadedness, dizziness, passing out episodes, palpitations, just not feeling right. A lot of them have to give up their profession. They can't keep a job. One of our patients was able to go back to work after 20 years. She spent time in mental hospital. She saw us in the Women Heart Program. We diagnosed her. It just took the time to listen to her, to diagnose her and give her the right medication. And now she works in the cafeteria of her kids and she has a very productive life.
Some of these women, they're being told, I guess over and over again, you've got anxiety, you're going through anxiety issues, and that's one of the number one answers?
Absolutely. And guess what, Scott? When I see patients in our Women Heart program, the most common first opening statement that they make is, hey doc, I think it's just in my brain, but I'll just run this by you.
It's kind of like when you look at depression and anxiety, it's one of those things that you hear a lot about, and it seems unfair at times because you do get the wrong diagnosis at a number of levels.
Absolutely. And it's not only about the patient themselves, which is obviously very heartbreaking. It's the most productive time of their life. From their teens, think about 10 years, like they're 30 years old already. They have lost a chunk of their productive life. But also the family members, the parents, they suffer. Similar to PODS, when we talk about microvascular dysfunction or chest pain with open arteries, we had one patient who'd been in the hospital multiple times, and it was her husband who was taking her to the hospital almost 25 times in 1 year.
And they kept telling her, you've got anxiety, you're having panic attacks, or what?
Because they would do the test and everything would pan out fine. They'd say, you know what, just chest pains, just anxiety. They were giving her pain medicines as well. She was on oxycodone. But when we tested her, we found the problem and she needed a surgical intervention.
And again, the problem ended up being what?
It was in her heart. The arteries were not reacting correctly to stress. Instead of increasing blood flow, her arteries decreased 99% in size.
And this happens a lot.
Scott, this happens more often than we know. One of the problems in our medical literature is that all the studies that have been done, 85 to 90% of the participants have been men. So women have really not been studied. And when we talk about these Women Heart programs, which at Ascension St. Thomas is one of the most comprehensive ones, because we take care of every stage of a woman's life and these conditions that are typically not addressed, we are able to learn and see how women react to medications, how they do, and teach the rest of the community.
What are some of the other problems that you're seeing on a regular basis? And are some of those problems more so in Tennessee than other states?
This is, again, a great question. So if we talk about where is Tennessee performing compared to other states, in all heart health realms, we have a lot to work on. Also in maternal mortality and heart disease in women during their pregnancy and around their pregnancy. One other aspect that is really not talked about as much is that when women get their routine mammograms, on their mammograms, we can see calcification in one of the arteries in the heart. It's called breast artery, not in the heart, in the breast. And when you see calcium in that breast artery, it can indicate a higher risk of stroke, heart attack, and also death in these women down the road. We have 5-year data on this. So it is a test that women get all the time. They get mammograms. We just don't take the time to read it. And as a part of our program, we also look at preventive strategies to be able to diagnose these women sooner and treat them aggressively.
For women who are over the age of 45 or 50 plus, and they're in those premenopausal stages, what types of issues do you see with them? And is it because of menopause? What is it?
So menopause is a really important event in a woman's life, because at that point, all the protection from the hormones goes away. And if you look at the biochemical profile and makeup of women, it transitions to our male counterparts. If a woman has diabetes, her risk of complications is almost 6 to 7 times higher than her counterparts compared to our male counterparts, but it's 2 to 3 times higher. So even diabetes and hypertension and AFib are a very different animal when it affects women compared to men. What menopause does is takes away any protection that women have. And that is why they're more likely to have heart disease and heart conditions and more impact of risk factors. Hormone replacement therapy is another aspect where there is controversy regarding safety in heart health. And that's where we partner with our OBGYN colleagues, our MFM colleagues, and we talk about how can we use hormone replacement therapy in the early years of onset of menopause, because when it's used early on, it helps, but there's only a window of opportunity that we have. Once we miss that window, it becomes harmful for these women.
I'm glad I'm a guy. It's a lot easier. I don't have all that stuff to memorize and learn about. You mentioned hormone replacement. That's something that you're hearing more and more about, not just for women, but for men with these different testosterone centers where you get injections. That is something that is growing in popularity, but I'm curious, are those things safe?
The things I can tell you about hormone replacement therapy, the timeline of it, how quickly it is given, when it started, is when it's safe. And the reason behind it is the hypothesis of safe endothelium, sorry for the medical jargon, but the idea is that estrogen protects the arteries in the heart when there is no blockage. Once there is plaque, blockage, cholesterol, calcium deposition, it starts to harm those arteries. So time is money.
Again, Dr. Serene with us this morning with St. Thomas. Once more, what do you see day in and day out? I know I asked that probably a different way before, but what are the most common ailments that you're seeing that involve the heart each day?
Well, it's fascinating to see. I'm a plumber, Scott. So complete disclosure, I do stents for a living. I clean up clogged up arteries. So I do see a lot of women and men who come to us with chest pain. In our Women Heart program, we see a lot of women who have been dismissed for years. That's what I see almost every day. And it just breaks my heart that their chest pain is not coming from their heart. And when we do the testing, it actually is. And we're able to treat them and also make an impact on their life.
That's got to be so aggravating, not just for the patient, but for you when you realize, hey, this is what people have been overlooking.
That's true. And it makes you sad because all it takes is some time to listen to them.
And you can't get back those earlier years, the times that I guess you should have been out, you know, enjoying yourself, walking, hiking, and all that stuff.
We are so hard on ourselves, Scott. We talk about, hey, is this going to save our life or not? But quality of life matters. It matters that we live a good life.
With the heart, what are some basic things we can do to kind of live a longer life and make our heart work better?
I think doing little things every day are more important. Doing little substitutions, for instance, the oil that we use at home. If you're doing high pressure cooking, just switch it to avocado oil. If you're doing low pressure cooking or you're just using it raw, olive oil is phenomenal. The amount of meals we have, what composes every meal. One rule of thumb is your plate should be as colorful as possible. So you want to fill it up with colors. Vegetables are better than fruits. If you're looking at fruits, berries are better. You can Google their glycemic index. High glycemic index is bad. Low glycemic index is good. The meats that we eat, we should do a thickness and size of our own palm. That's the portion that you should be eating. And of course, lean meats are better. Fish is better. The more we minimize red meat, the better it is. I never ask my patients to make dramatic changes because it's not sustainable. What's important is something, the changes that you make are those that you can live with for a long time.
Steaks. That's not necessarily the best thing for you, I guess.
It is not the best, but once in a while it's completely fine.
And then maintaining the proper weight. I know we don't have any time left for the most part here, but you hear a lot about diets, the latest things being advertised each and every week. You also hear about ways to lose weight quicker, such as these shots that they've been talking about for the last 2 years. But are those types of ways to lose weight, are they even safe?
If we talk about safety, do we have outcome data? We don't. The only kind of diet that has been shown to be good for your heart is Mediterranean diet. And for hypertension, it's DASH diet. So if we are talking about heart health, long-term and outcomes, the only diet that really works and does help with weight loss is Mediterranean diet.
As we close this morning, if anybody would like to learn more, if they'd like to set up an appointment with your office or somebody at St. Thomas, do they need a referral?
So they can just call the 4-HER number. So it's 4 and H-E-R. If you dial that number, we can get you in. We have a location right here in Rutherford. We have one in Franklin, one at Midtown. And of course, if you don't advocate for your health and you don't get up and say, hey, I need to be checked out, a lot of these women miss out. So make sure 50% of the responsibility is on our patients and they should get up and advocate for their help.
Once more, the big issue that you were talking about where people think it's anxiety, they're told the wrong diagnosis over and over again and they get help for depression and then they never actually touch the problem with the heart. What was that if they want to ask about that?
It is POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS.
Our guest today has been Dr. Nishtha Serene, the Medical Director for Women's Heart Health with Ascension St. Thomas.
Thank you, Scott.
This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, we believe you shouldn't have to choose between personal service and digital solutions. This is Andy Jakes with Wilson Bank and Trust. As your local independent bank, we're proud to offer the relationships and trusted service you expect, along with the tools and technology that keep you moving forward.
Wilson Bank and Trust, here to get you there.
Whether you're a growing business, buying a home, or planning for the future, we're here to help. Because this isn't just where we work, it's where we live, too.
Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.